We're going to read some scriptures in just a moment and have a prayer. In fact, our order is we're going to have a prayer and then some scriptures. Then I'll have a few brief remarks, and then we will hear from our elders before we have a closing prayer. I mentioned earlier, 2 years ago, we began the process of ordaining elders in this congregation. A few months ago, we began by selecting men for nomination, and David Musnick's and David Brown's name were put forward by this congregation. As of last week, there were no stated public objections to their becoming elders, and today we declare them to be elders of this congregation. This is a big step. It's a big deal. Thank you for being here. Our order of our ordination service, again, we will have an opening prayer. Brother Alva Weldy, Brother Ronnie will read some words to us, and then I will speak briefly, and then we will hear from the two Davids, and then we'll have a prayer to ordain them as elders in this congregation. Thank you for being here. We'll now begin with a prayer.
Please pray with me. Our gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we call out to you, yearning to serve you. We pray that you will shine your light upon us at this moment, for we know that your Spirit dwells within our midst. We pray that as we ordain these men, that you will lay your hand upon them. We pray that you will grant them the strength, and the wisdom, and the Spirit to serve, to guide them as they go forward with this great task, to keep the Spirit of your Son within them, so that they may make the right choices and help lead this congregation forward. We pray that as a congregation, we will submit to them, that we will honor them, that we will respect them, that we will do what we are to do as far as following our shepherds as their sheep. We pray that as we make this large step forward, we do so in accordance to your Son's teaching in a manner that's pleasing to you. We pray that it pleases you for us to serve you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I've been asked to read a few scriptures. I feel very blessed to be here and be part of this congregation as we will have elders shortly. First, I'm going to read from 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 7. 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 7. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd a flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for a shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading glory of the crown. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. The next verses I'm going to read is Acts 13, 2 and 3. Acts 13, 2 and 3. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart from me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. My next verse will be Acts 20, verse 32. Acts 20, verse 32. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. And my last verse will be Acts 14, 23. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed.
There is no set pattern for how churches are to ordain elders, but we are given some description and some guidance in what Ronnie read to us earlier. They did it with prayer and fasting, and they commended those men to the Lord. Because when we do something like this, we don't know how it's going to turn out. There's no perfect man. There's no such thing as somebody that perfectly meets all the qualities. So in some sense, we are trusting God in saying, we want these two men to be shepherds. Paul says in Acts chapter 20 that the Holy Spirit made those men elders in the congregation. And there is a sense in which the Holy Spirit has made these men elders today. God has been working with this church to make us a church who would submit to elders. And God has been working within these men to mature them and have them ready for such a time as this. So we will pray, and we will fast, and we will ordain these men as elders. I want to focus for just a moment on Acts chapter 13, because I want to give you a moment to prepare for this. In Acts chapter 13, Paul here has already been laid on of hands in the way that we think of it normally. Ananias laid hands on Saul, his scales fell from his eyes, and he was filled, Ananias says, with the Holy Spirit. So in Acts chapter 13, we have another laying on of hands, but it is not to bestow spiritual gifts. It is to set apart men for a work. And that is what we are doing here today. We are setting apart these men, and we are laying our hands on them and saying, yes, we choose you to do this work. So after some remarks by Brother Busick and Brother Brown, we're going to say a prayer, and I'm going to ask you to either hold hands or come in contact, touch the shoulder. I want us all to be as connected as possible, and I want us to reach up, and I want us to touch these men. And we're going to pray laying on of hands, because that's what the Bible tells us to do. Let me read the text for you again. Now there were in the church at Antioch, I'm in Acts 13, prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. The laying of hands there is not a bestowing of spiritual gifts. It is a setting apart men for a work. If you're uncomfortable with that, if you don't feel comfortable holding your neighbor's hand because of COVID or for whatever reason, that's fine. And I know we're coming out of a two-year period where we don't know what to do when we approach people. But if you're at all comfortable with it, join us and we will lay hands on these men in just a moment. I cannot tell you how grateful and excited I am to be here. I cannot tell you how much of a blessing this is for me personally and for this church. God has told us what we should do, and today we're doing it. Thank you for being here. We'll now hear from Brothers Musick and Brown.
First thing I'd like to say is thank you for the confidence and the trust that you have put in me and David to serve in this capacity. And I want y'all to know that I'm very well aware that there are many here that are more mature, have more knowledge, more wisdom than I do. But as we were going through this process, which we went through a year before and it didn't work, what was going to happen? I read a verse to the men, and that's taken from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It says, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. So that's what we did. We committed our work to the Lord, and the Lord established our plans. And that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to commit our work to the Lord, and he's going to establish us, and we're going to grow, and we're going to prosper. But so we might ask, well, what are we going to do? And I was reading through Joshua the other day, and if you have opportunity to turn to chapter 22, and I'm going to read verse 5. It says, only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. So we have the word of God that we are to follow and to observe very carefully. That we are to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cling to him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Very descriptive words there of what the Lord expects from us. And so I hope that we as a congregation, we do cling to our Lord and Savior, that we follow him. And So the first and foremost, what we need as a congregation here is we need to be together. We need to come every time we have an opportunity to come and to worship God. I've seen people that have struggled with health that will travel great distance to come and worship with us. What a blessing. Now, they may not realize the encouragement that they're given, but it's noticed. I see single women that make the effort to come each and every service and also travel, or mothers who maybe have a husband at work that gets all the kids together and comes to worship our Lord. That, y'all are pillars of this congregation and so encouraging, and we need that, and we need that commitment from each one of us to come each and every time that we have an opportunity to come and to serve the Lord. I know that David is going to elaborate on maybe some of the goals that we have, but I ask you personally for your prayers that I will have the courage and the strength and the wisdom to undertake this task. I take it with it's gravely serious to me. I hope that I can perform the way the Lord wants me to, and I want everyone here to know that if you have any comments, questions, concerns, you can reach me absolutely any time. I want to spend time with members here. We are going to, as families, we're going to try to have each and every one of y'all in our homes, and that we can do things outside so we can get to know each other better. So you can feel comfortable sharing things that maybe you need help or hurting with, and that we can all do this together. But I sincerely ask for your prayers. I know that this is going to work because we are going to commit our work to the Lord. We're not going to veer from His word. We're going to cling to Him, and we're going to carefully observe Scriptures to make sure that everything we do is right and according to His will. So please pray for us, and I'm once again so thankful for the trust and the confidence that you've given us in order to serve this congregation. Thank you.
I am going to elaborate a little bit on some things, but they're not going to be wholesale things or great detail at this moment for many reasons. But let me say, and I'm going to echo some of the things that David said also. Thank you. Thank you for the confidence you've had in us. It's been a long time coming for this congregation. It's been, you know, again, echoed what Jason said. It's a long time coming. It's been 20-something years. We've not had elders. But now we are, you've persevered by allowing an eldership to come in, and you should give glory to that. And you should be proud of yourself, but give glory to God for that task. Thank you. I also want to thank my family, my children. My wife. Without them, I wouldn't be here today, you know. And I'm not perfect. I'm fallible. I made plenty of mistakes. But without them, without their faithfulness, I would not be here in front of you. I'm humbled. I'm anxious. I'm nervous. But make no mistake, I'm ready. We're ready to serve you. Pray for us. Pray fervently for us. Pray fervently for this congregation. If you get to know me, you know I'm a crybaby. So I apologize for that. We will be approachable. We will be accessible. You will see that, I believe. I told Jason and Wendy this last night, and David and Amy, I have not thought about things up until this point on purpose. I'm not saying I wanted to jinx it, but I certainly wanted it to happen, and I didn't want to go there in my thoughts. But we'll have some times. We'll have some times available for you to come in and talk to us if you want to. If you want to. I think we want to inspire you in your walk with God. Inspire you in your marriages. Inspire you in your home life, your prayer life. Again, we're fallible. Okay? We make mistakes. We're not perfect. We want you to inspire us. Be patient with us as we take on this task. But we do have some ideas that we hopefully can inspire you. Obviously, one of our first acts will be to select deacons. So be patient with us on that. But that's what we want to do. We want to be able to select deacons. Our facilities need some attention here. You know that. If you've been in a business meeting, you know that. Now, we've got options, we hope. We're going to maybe look for some land. We're going to be active on that, but we could stay here and remodel where we are right now. We're just trying to see what the best is best for the flock. We want to have VBS again. We want to have VBS. I know we've been in COVID, the pandemic, for a little bit, but we need your help. We need your help. We have a lot of people who help here, but we need more help. We cannot do this alone. That's another reason we need deacons to assist us here. But we need teachers. We need teachers. Jason said in class this morning, we have gospel meetings set up for 23, the year 23 and the year 24. So we don't have anybody this year, but we're working on that. Working on some thoughts for that. I think we're going to be intentional about providing more opportunities to get together, more potlucks. We need your help on that too. Along with the selection of deacons, I think in the interim, we will get an invitation to be in our homes ASAP. Look for that invitation. If you haven't got an invitation yet, don't sweat it. It's going to take a minute to get to everybody, but you're going to be in our homes. You're going to get an invitation to be in our homes, and that's a big deal. That's hospitality. That is a big deal that you get to know us. We get to know you even better in that setting. It is a big day. I hope I'm ready. I believe I'm ready, but pray for me, pray for David, pray for the eldership. We are in the pattern of the New Testament church. We've said it a million times, but thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Praise the Lord.
If you're comfortable, please stand. Come as close as you can to shake, hold hands, touch shoulders, whatever you need to do. The Christians of the first century laid on of hands to set men apart for a work. We do this today. Ephesians chapter 4 tells us we're to maintain the unity of the Spirit. As a sign of our unity together, feel comfortable. Come and let's be with one another. And we pray that these men can be set apart for a work, that we can be blessed, that this congregation can be what God intends it to do. Thank you for being here. After our prayer, I will ask for the congregation to say amen if you're familiar with that practice. I ask that you let the amens run down like a waterfall. Let's pray. Our God, our Father, Lord, we come before you. We are humbled, Lord. You've been so good to us. You've taken us through many a strait, many a challenge. We've been harassed and lost, but we've returned to the overseer of our souls. We've returned to you, Lord, and we do so with men as shepherds. We are a congregation that hears their voice. They know our names. Lord, we know that you say you are the good shepherd. You are a great example in all things. May you be an example for this moment as well. Lord, we as a church look to these men. We've given them a work and a service. We know that you washed the disciples' feet. We know that you told your apostles that the greatest among them must serve, that this is an office of service, and that we will join hands. We will all grab an oar and row in the same direction. Lord, we ask that you be with us, that you give us the Spirit of Christ, that when people see us and they see our changed lives, they see how we treat one another, they see how we approach this world, that they will know that this is not earthly, that this is heavenly. And Lord, we are your temple, and you dwell within us. Lord, we ask that you forgive us. We ask that we can stand right before you. We pray for David Brown and David Musnix, that they will serve well, that we will give them grace, that you will give us grace, that we will stand right before you because of the blood of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we ask all these things, and we pray in the Spirit in the name of Jesus, and let the congregation say, Amen. 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 You're dismissed. We are a different place.